Well, it's been a quiet week in my hometown, Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. Been a quiet week up there. Rained a lot this last week. You clapping for rain? I hope so. Mr. Demaray, who is the new ag extension guy in town, says that this is on its way towards being one of the wettest Mays in history, which is good news for us. But farmers are always pessimists. They sit in the Chatterbox Cafe and the rain is pouring down all the way down Main Street. You can hardly see Ralph's Pretty Good Grocery across the street, and they sit there and they drink boiled coffee and they mutter to themselves. They say, well, I mean, it's okay, but it sure would have been a lot better if it come about 2 weeks ago. Then we could be out in the fields planting by now. No, Mr. Demaray says that this is going to be a great year for corn, which is good news, though people in my town don't necessarily believe him because he's new in town. He's only been there 5 years, and he's awfully young, 30, and there's something different about him that people in my town don't quite trust. This is a town where all of the Lutherans drive Fords and all of the Catholics drive Chevys. And Mr. Demaray drives a little green Honda, and we're not sure what that means, what kind of theology that indicates. He doesn't go to church. He and his wife, they don't go to church on Sunday. And that's odd in this town. People look at this couple sitting there in their porch on Sunday morning and not going anywhere, and people say, well, that's their business. They have a right to live their lives the way they want to. And it doesn't bother me if they don't go to church. And yet, if you didn't believe in God, why would you live in Lake Wobegon? It doesn't make sense. You'd want to live in a place like New York, where the variety of sin is so much more extensive, and where you can sin later at night, and you don't have to go so far to get back home. Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, my hometown. Very quiet up there, because it's been cold, you know. It's always quiet in the cold, especially in the month of February. This is the month that people get such a fierce case of cabin fever back where I'm from. I'm not sure you know what that is down here. It's the impulse that drives a lot of northern people to come south, of course, at this time of year. We don't seem to notice that there's anything that runs in the opposite direction. Some kind of lust for ice, you know, or anything, which is why I guess as time goes on, the American population is gradually settling in the bottom of the country here. Those of us who live up north say, of course, about this southern migration that it raises the average intelligence in both places, but of course we would say that. Humor belongs to the losers. It's been cold up there. This last Tuesday night, we think this was the cold, there was an immense sandstone ornament that fell down off the cornice on the central building in Lake Wobegon, right on the main street. Weighed about 100 pounds, big piece of sandstone fell down in the middle of the night. Could have killed somebody. But, of course, nobody ever walks around in Lake Wobegon in the middle of the night, so lives were spared. One more case where being boring can save your life.